News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
In the meantime, Arthur Godsell joins us on the line. He's a former headmaster, of course, and he's now director of Godsell Education. Arthur, have the government made the right decision in ploughing ahead with the junior cert and leaving cert as planned for the moment?
Good morning, Kieran. From my point of view, it's difficult to see how the exams can go ahead, certainly in the traditional format. We haven't reached the peak of this particular disease yet, and it looks like it'll be well into May before we see any substantial drop. Now, that puts the students in a difficult position, but I can't see how the government are going to lift restrictions that quickly, as you've just been talking about. And certainly if you listen to Dr. Mike Ryan, who has very, very graciously acknowledged the work of the government in that sense. But what is certain is that some form of assessment will have to take place. The province of Trinity College, Paddy Prendergast, was addressing his own students recently, and he assured those students and also the students sitting the leaving certificate that they are actively preparing to welcome the students in. So, and as I'm sure the same with all the institutions. So really, the State Examinations Commission are limited in what they can do. But in my view, there's a few options. They can certainly delay the exams until August, with a consequent delay in opening the colleges. That's a possibility if we get to grips with this. They may modify the exams to include greater choice or maybe shortening the papers, because the degree to which children have been able to prepare for this exam varies across the country. Online provision is quite varied in its own delivery of learning. So we can't disadvantage some students who don't have broadband, and some schools are well set up and some aren't so well set up. So they may have to decide, okay, you've done so much so far, so let's work on that. They may even decide to have some sort of online assessment. They may provide an SAT American style assessment, or they may also use existing school reports. Whatever they do, they're going to have to find some mechanism to get the students into college. So it'll be completely different, to what it was. But
can I ask, just one of the, I suppose, defences for going ahead as planned is that even though the academic year has been disrupted, sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander, and everyone is impacted in the same way. It sounds like you're saying, look, that's not entirely true. Some schools much better equipped to get their students through this crisis than others.
Yes. It is my belief that, just take broadband by itself, even the actual physical setup of the internet in some areas is weaker. Some schools are very well set up for this. Some schools aren't so well set up for it. It's a new learning curve for teachers. For the first time ever, actually, parents are now in the classrooms of their students because they've been delivered at home. So it's a very different scenario that we're dealing with at the moment. But I think the Department of Education, in my experience, has been unbelievably excellent in terms of looking after students who are disadvantaged. I mean, they go to any length to make sure the students are given the opportunity of sitting the leaving certificate in whatever format that is, and that's individual. But now we're talking about the whole country. But what I would say to students who are listening to this, or parents, but I can't imagine the students probably aren't up, but the parents maybe. But but what I would say is that that they don't need to worry. The Department of Education will find a way to, if they need to continue their study, need to continue their work, but they don't need to be doing 7 hours a day. I mean, some people are suggesting follow, the timetable, but they don't need that, because in school they don't have this time of individual work that length of time. Yeah. Teachers are presenting in class and so on. So I'd advise parents, let them get out and do their walk, their one walk a day within 2 kilometres, and spend some time on their well-being. Some schools are actually very good. They're having sort of well-being classes for students, because it's difficult for students to self-motivate at home. So if they did 3 hours good work, it'd be more than enough, but they will find a way. There will be a way that they'll get through this.
Yeah, they will find a way. Well said. Arthur Godsell, former headmaster, director of Godsell Education.